We continue to pray across America, and today we cover Montana and Arizona. Father, we thank you for Montana and the capital, Olena. We thank you for the 1.1 million people in it. We pray for their salvation, their transformation, for them to be strong in the Lord and the power of your might, that they would share their faith actively and boldly. We thank you that it attained its statehood in 1889 and the 41st state to join the Union, with two important revenue generating industries, mining and agriculture. We pray they are both blessed and continue to produce the revenue that they need to do the things that they do. We thank you for their many resources that they supply the country: zinc, copper, silver, lead, oil, manganese, gold, timber, and zinc. We also are grateful for the blue sapphires that are found in Montana and the four main sites where sapphires were found, for the coal that's 35% of it. And we thank you, Father, that despite its uniqueness, it also has a low population density. 46 out of 56 counties have an average population of just 6 people per square mile. So we pray for people to stay connected and not isolated within the state as they are in that uniqueness. And Lord, we pray that all oppressive spirits that are holding down believers in Montana be realized, and that action would be taken by an individual or individuals to stand up and say no more, that believers will walk in freedom in Montana with the Holy Spirit dripping off of them in Jesus' name. We lift up Arizona. You said if we have faith, even as small as a mustard seed, we can move mountains and nothing will be impossible. We lift up the beautiful state of Arizona before you, from the red rocks of Sedona to the desert valleys of Phoenix and Tucson, the native lands, and to the mountain towns. Let great faith arise in every heart. Lord, we ask you to breathe new hope into families struggling with drought, poverty, and division. Strengthen the farmers laboring under the sun, the teachers guiding our children, and the leaders seeking wisdom for the communities. Bring peace to their borders, unity to the neighborhoods, and healing to those battling sickness or despair. Let mountains of fear, addiction, and hopelessness be cast into the sea, replaced with faith that transforms, heals, and renews, in Jesus' powerful name. Amen. And so we thank you for the people that live there, the 886,000 plus or minus. We pray for their salvation, for their transformation, reformation. We thank you the state attained its place in 1912 and 48th state to join the Union. 50% of the state lies at an elevation more than 4,000 feet above sea level. We thank you for the large copper that's produced there, largest in the Union and leading global producer of turquoise gemstone. We thank you for the citrus that is brought from there, ranking among the top producers of lemons and tangerines in the U.S., and for the Native Americans, 22 tribes, among them Navajo, Hopi, and Apache. So we lift them up specifically and pray people are able to reach them with the gospel, that they may be able to receive it and share it with one another, and that there would be revival that would break out in Arizona among these tribes. We thank you that you, Jesus, are Lord of Montana and Arizona, in Jesus' name.